This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear Ringo sing that better than "You're 16, you're beautiful in your mind." Yes, we want to be politically correct. And of course, you all know that the main object of my being on the radio is to be 100% politically correct. Also to sing at every opportunity. So as we begin this Thursday, the 2nd of March, in this hour of the Good Day program, let's march. Let's put our heads back to where we were when we were little uns. How many people want to do the Mickey Mouse March? Here we go. Mickey Mouse Club. Crank it up, Kara.
Mickey Mouse.
Doing this. Come along and sing the song and join the family. MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse. All right. What's this nut bird up to now? That's what Kara's thinking. What has gone wrong? What circuit has been short in his plight to live from 24 hours to 24 hours from yesterday? He was fine yesterday. What's going on today? Well, it's interesting. A couple of people have been mentioned. No, this is not about Donald Trump and his Mickey Mouse presidency, because I don't think he's got such a Mickey Mouse presidency. I think he's doing some things that are pretty interesting. Don't like all of them. Matter of fact, I really don't like some of them. But I do like other things that he's doing. It's kind of like being, I don't know if it's being married, but having a family. Not necessarily liking everything that gets done by everybody in your family, but you still love them. Now, as the news media is wont to do, and that's what propels a lot of our conversations, I like to start with the facts, and I kind of know the facts based on putting together three or four pieces of information that seem to all lead to the same place. So, we have one fact that is irrefutable. Donald Trump is president of the United States. Okay, that's one fact. Another fact is some people really think he's swell and hope he runs again. In fact, some people think he's already running again. Excuse me, for the presidency in 2020. Now, as he does that, it seems that the Democrats are scratching their head. Who are we going to put up there? This guy was so popular, and he doesn't seem to be falling apart. In fact, the popularity polls seem to be inching up. People are not remembering Obama. Oh, my God, no. Oh, no, Obama memories. We like. Okay, so who do the Democrats have they could run against Trump? Chuck Schumer? Nancy Pelosi? Who else is there? A couple of governors are any good? Nah. How about somebody who is just like Donald Trump, only on the other side? Somebody who's very successful in business, already runs the world's most successful media company, impeccable credentials, great smile, lots of money, and at that time he will be free of his duties, and he'll be the same age as Trump was when he ran for president this time. His name, Robert Iger. Robert Iger is the chief executive officer of the Walt Disney Company. Not the Disney Corporation. It is not known as the Disney Corporation. It is the Walt Disney Company. And that's the most successful, popular, I don't know, whatever you want to use to describe that company, but a lot of people are urging Iger to seek political office, and apparently he's considering it. He's just re-upped for another couple of years as the chief at Disney, but after that, apparently, it's his ego. The guy's very qualified. in my mind. I don't know where he is politically. I can guess, but I don't know where he is politically. I'm going to guess he's a Democrat. I almost forgot Elizabeth Warren. She'd be, how about her? Oh, yeah. Running for president as a Democrat. That'd be a great way to lose. The guy who's governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee. Anybody know him? Supposed to be a pretty good governor. Another Democrat. Michael Bloomberg, he's not going to run as a Democrat. It's too bad he didn't run for president this time or any time. Remember how well he did? You know, people say, well, these guys have got no political experience. Bloomberg had none. And yet for 10 years, he was the best mayor New York City probably ever had. And arguably the best politician or smartest manager. Yeah, did he do some things that allowed people to throw bricks at him? Yeah, the legislation about smoking and drinking and all that. But come on, look at what he really accomplished. So, can somebody else do that? I would like it if Bloomberg is a known commodity. I think he'd be a pretty good president. I don't know that much about Iger other than he's done a great job running Disney. So, the fact that Al Gore said, and Iger, by the way, is on the board of Apple and things like that. Not only just, he's just smart and politically plugged in. So, the people who, the Hollywood type sure don't like Donald Trump. So maybe this is a way for them to get in, and get something rolling here. I know I remember David Geffen, who's a very wealthy music executive. Somebody suggested he run, but instead he gave a lot of dough to Hillary Clinton. Not a great investment, I guess, on his part. So, will Hollywood put forth a candidate, and will it be Mr. Iger? Or, even more interesting, or is this, the question has come up about Oprah Winfrey. Would she ever consider running for president? Apparently, when the question was put to her yesterday, she seemed intrigued by the idea. Oh, gee, quote, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. But now I'm thinking, oh, gee, Donald Trump didn't have any experience, and he's there. I've run a business, and she has. So now, because of the outcome of the election, she's changed her mind. People like Iger are interested. So how about maybe me? I could run for president. What about that? Carrie, you could be, I don't put your vice president. Jennifer would be the vice president. let's see. Victoria would be Secretary of State. You could be.
I'll be the designated survivor.
Oh, okay.
All the way down the line.
When is that show coming back, by the way? It must be coming back.
Yeah, I've been wondering the same thing. March, yeah. I think.
Oh, is it
look
not
it, is. March
it is March
now. Look at
hello.
That.
Yeah. So anyway. Kanye West also, wow, he'd step right up to the plate to vote for him, right? He's been talking about running. And Mark Zuckerberg, nah, he's not going to. He told an interviewer he's focusing his energy on his company. So, Zuckerberg, there's a lot of people with familiar names. I think Oprah actually might have a shot.
And I know Mark Cuban keeps bringing stuff up. I can't tell if he's just teasing or if he's actually serious about it.
Yeah, he's a very interesting character, actually.
Yeah.
And he's everywhere.
Yeah.
He was on that Harry TV show the other day. And you say, why the heck are you watching that? It's an interesting
show. It's the Harry TV show.
Harry Connick
Jr.
has a daytime
show. I'm thinking H-A-I-R-Y.
Oh.
I said, what's that?
Well, Cuban has good hair. He's got lots of hair. He could be on Harry.
But yeah, I think he'd get some traction, and everybody knows who he is now because of that and Shark Tank. He's all over the place in the Mavericks.
Yeah. Yeah, he is all. So there's a lot of candidates. But it didn't take long, right? How long are we into this presidency? It's March, so we got couple of 3 months since the election, what, December, January, February, so 3 months since the election. there were things that Elizabeth Warren and some of the other horror shows in the Democratic Party who were ready, eager to have people start talking about them the night of the press. Who's going to be the next candidate? They're happy to stick themselves out there. She is, it's just not, you know, my cup of tea. Anyway, should Oprah run for president? What a great, stimulating conversation that is, or would be. Is it the end? Is maybe this the way we could look at it is it's the end of politics as usual. What the politicians have wrought on themselves, W-R-O-U-G-H, and maybe R-O-T-E, too, wrought on themselves is their own insular way, their clumsy way of making a mess out of things has finally come back to haunt them. So we'll see. But I thought Trump would be a one-term president if he did become elected. I think Hillary Clinton would have been a one-term president, too. I'm not giving up, and they're all my age. So I'm not in 19, when I'm 74, I'm not quitting. I have Kara to support me. Push me around. Yeah, the world is changing. Isn't it interesting to speculate how and why? 18 past, that's my job here on Good Night. Get you to think about the hows and the whys. 18 after the hour here.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to- use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can. Discuss things with people you trust. And most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The plants, the fields.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doesn't sound right, Gaga.
Everybody get crazy. This is the queen. Ancient Mesopotamian sun goddess, also known as Beyonce.
All right, so Beyonce, we start the story of Lady Gaga replacing Beyonce with a Beyonce song. She's El Pregnante. So, as we announced here yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, Beyonce Gonzo from Coachella and Gaga will fill in for her, at least on Saturday nights of April 15th and 22nd, at the Polo Grounds in Indio, which is south of Palm Springs, about 30 miles. They're finalizing plans to bring in Gaga's big stage production. Imagine what kind of a big deal this is going to be.
This story kind of broke the internet yesterday because no one expected Gaga to be the one to take over for Beyonce. Everyone thought it would be Jay-Z or maybe Rihanna or somebody like that, but this is huge. And for the people who already have tickets, I'm assuming most of them are pretty happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Gaga is going to, she attracts an audience of her own, but how disruptive is this? The other side of it is, if she's got all of this stuff, what does that do to the functioning of the rest of the Coachella crowd?
Oh, it'll be fine. I mean, these fairgrounds are gigantic. The stage is gigantic. Anything that she would want to do will be totally fine there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so she's going to be, she's kicking off her world tour August 1st at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, and then she's going to be in Las Vegas. She's going to be at the Forum, right, for 3 nights?
Yeah.
And then she's going to Wrigley Field and City Field, New York, and Fenway Park here in Boston.
I'm surprised she's doing all the baseball parks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she obviously could be doing Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium or whatever it's called this week, and then, you know, or big stadiums like that, but she's choosing smaller ballparks.
What do you mean smaller ballparks? You can get 15,000, 16,000 into...
Yeah, but that's not 85,000 at Giant Stadium.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe it's not that intimate. Speaking of Rihanna, all right, so we got Gaga and Beyonce. Nobody confuses these three. Rihanna has been honored by the folks at the Harvard Foundation for Interculture and Race Relations. They honored her work for the help that she's given to charities in Barbados, which is where she comes from. She got the Harvard Humanitarian of the Year Award, thanking the university for the honor. And she was pretty inspiring. She said, quote, "So I made it to Harvard. Never thought I'd be able to say that in my life, but it feels good."
Is she a big deal anymore, girls? Yeah. I'll throw this out to Karen, to Victoria, because she was a really big deal for a long time. I feel like that's sort of cooled. I think she's about to launch another world tour from her last album, which gave her a bunch of hits. So, yeah, I think she's absolutely stoked.
Yeah, I think she thinks she's a big deal.
I don't think that at all about her.
People think she's a big deal besides her.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks she's a big deal.
She said, "I would think to my..." Well, she should. Everybody should have confidence in themselves. "I would think to myself, I wonder how many 25 cents I could save up to save all the children in Africa. And I would say to myself, when I grow up and I get rich, I'm going to save kids all over the world. I didn't just know that I would be in a position at that time. I was a teenager." So, good for her. All right, let's get to TLC, the Learning Channel news for today. They have started... All right, so I said when I saw TLC, I thought it was the Learning Channel. They all gave me a lot of starch. You know how disrespectful that is. Anyway, the...
You're disrespecting TLC.
TLC has a Kickstarter campaign to do what? They want to... They've already raised $150,000. What are they doing with the money?
They made a new album.
Using Kickstarter.
Yeah, really? A lot they of look. Artists do that, yeah.
They're doing it now. I thought they were pretty good, though. Why do they need Kickstarter?
Well, they haven't been had an album in 2002, right? I think it was the last album.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they had a Kickstarter, and they raised all this money, and then it was like a year and a half that nobody saw anything happening. So I think they're finally releasing it this year.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
I love that word. Yeah, finally. All right, 28 past the hour. Let's hear it for the Learning Channel. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with a HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No reason to shut the world out. Lots of things going on. It's a big, wide, wonderful world, isn't it? When you get right down to it, have you given thanks yet today for the opportunity that you have to be here and to share and to have a part and say in your life for one more day? Let's all think about it. No, this is not a revival, and I'm running a religious radio program. And most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, religion is not one of my big things, but being connected to reality, and I think that's acknowledging there is a power far greater than we are. Your gut is smart. It's linked to intuition. You get guidance. And most of the time, if you listen to yourself, you know that you're your own best teacher. You give yourself really good guidance. You have three brains. You got the brain in your head, you have the brain in your heart, you got the brain in your gut. And when they all work together, wow, what a symphony. And I feel like mine is working that way much more as I go through each day. So if you feel good, that's great. If you feel like you're a little slowed down, it may be because you're angry, it may be because you're stressed out, it may be that you're stuck, I don't know, any number of things. But let's get moving. You haven't got a lot of miles, you certainly have more miles there, and to clean out the cobwebs and move ahead. And as I was talking about presidential campaigns or people who would possibly be a presidential candidate. I was thinking back to where we are right now and again into the Trump campaign and all of the people who don't like Trump and what happens to them, and what does this say about those who don't think like you? I'm thinking that if you're here, you got something in common with me and you're open-minded to a point. I mean, you may have really strong particular points of view when it comes to how to live your life and what you want politically. That's okay. But I don't hold with all of these people who are getting panned on social media because they like Donald Trump. I think that's atrocious. It does show you, I mean, to a certain extent, the best and the worst seems to show up on social media. So I'm not condemning all by any stretch of the imagination. But when you go back a couple of weeks to that Tiffany Trump thing, remember President Trump's daughter, she was with Marla Maples. She, her mother's Marla Maples, who was Trump's second wife. When the whole business at Fashion Week came to the surface and the news media was crazy to publish that picture of her all by herself, sitting there, welcome. No, she wasn't being welcomed, as some of the other fashionistas were. Those pictures that emerged of how there were two seats next to her in one row, a place people would normally want to be there no matter what, except the picture was taken at an inopportune time before everybody really sat down. And we wouldn't probably have known too much about it, except Whoopi Goldberg made a big deal about it and spoke out about it. She said that she'd be happy to sit next to her and talk fashion. And that brought me around and maybe you around to thinking, why is it that people feel like they have to have such hatred? And the world, as we look at it, that's, I don't think dominated is the right word, but there's way too many haters. And how did you, or those who may exercise this, how do people, you didn't do it, but people maybe that you know, otherwise nice people, how are they being, how are you being twisted, how's whoever it is being twisted around to dislike somebody because of this, in this case, her father's politics? You can dislike the deed, not the person. And when you do that, sort of stops the haters in their tracks. I'm thinking about Van Jones, who's the CNN political commentator. He's been an outspoken critic of President Trump. But he's come around to admiring Trump. And the people who follow him on Twitter, whoa! It's a trending topic now. He's getting panned on various social media. He was on with Anderson Cooper, and he was asked for his reaction to the ovation for the widow of the Navy SEAL who was killed in action. And he said, in Van Jones's mind, Trump became president of the United States in that moment, period. And he went on to say that Trump did something extraordinary and that people who wanted him to remain a divisive cartoon should be worried after the speech. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of reasons to be frustrated, he said, but that was one of the most extraordinary moments that I've ever seen in American politics. Of course, other people saw it differently. I saw one tweet, Van Jones just declared Trump president after he exploited a woman that he made a widow. And on it might go. I find it interesting to see this storm of criticism. It really is, I guess it's becoming, It's becoming the fashion. Yeah, that's the fashion. And then I'm looking at some of these, oh my God, some of these, I'm not even going to repeat some of them, some of the things that I'm seeing online. I just wanted to make a point. All right, let's get to some other things that are going on here. Mexico says if the United States suggests tariffs in the renegotiation of NAFTA. Remember the old NAFTA shafta? Yep. They will walk like they have a lot of room to move around. Let's see how this is going to shake out. Listen to this.
The U.S. and Mexico are preparing to renegotiate their portion of NAFTA, the 23-year-old trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. But Mexico's Minister of the Economy drew a big line in the sand Monday, saying his country will scrap the talks if the U.S. crosses it. Minister Ildefonso Guajardo told Bloomberg if America threatens to put tariffs on products from south of the border, he'll walk away from the negotiation table. The Trump administration has proposed putting a 20% tariff on Mexican goods entering the U.S. as a way of paying for the president's proposed border wall. In the past, Guajardo has threatened to respond, quote, immediately to any tariffs by the Trump administration. To be clear, the economic minister isn't threatening to walk away from the trade agreement, just renegotiations of the deal. But this might be a tactic to keep the NAFTA skeptic administration at the table. Officials in Mexico think renegotiation talks will begin in June.
All right. So there's that. You can draw your own conclusions as you will or as you want to. There are other items of interest today. I find the budget cuts. I'm looking for budget cuts. Want to know how we're going to save the money. If you want to put more money into defense, Trump says we're not going to take it out of the taxpayers' hide any more than we already are anyway. So the embassies and diplomats around the country may, or around the world rather, may be the ones that feel the cuts. President Trump's new budget is not aimed necessarily at weakening embassy security, but that's what some people who are his detractors are suggesting. The money that covers embassy security, providing humanitarian relief, that sort of thing. But there are prominent senators on both sides saying, nah, that's not going to happen. We'll take care of that. All right. So anyway, that's a lot of, there's more huffing and puffing going on here. And it isn't just at the Huffington Post. Up next, a situation kind of surprising meteorologically in the Midwest. A lot of problems with tornadoes the last 3 or 4 days. Let's get an update on that and some other things from the Weather Service in just a moment here on Good Day.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses, keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs, a bigger root system, simply simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
It is 47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio. And well, you've been very quiet this morning, but then maybe I haven't really pitched you an idea that is something that you feel like you want to wrap yourself around. Maybe not even Oprah running for president. I figured you'd chime in on that.
I think I did talk about that a little bit, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
I chimed
you
in.
You may have thought you did. I don't think I know.
I talked about Mark Cuban. That's right. Not,
oh, that's
not
right,
Oprah.
Too. Cuban running, yes.
Obviously,
Cuban
it running. Wasn't very memorable, though.
It's okay. Maybe that's one of those days. So here is, speaking of memorable, the situation in the Midwest. National Weather Service says that this tornado that the series of tornadoes that started on Monday have been blowing across from the central Midwest to the upper Midwest, now into Pennsylvania and through New York State. Matter of fact, here in Massachusetts, I'm just looking at this because I'm getting on a plane in a few hours. We're supposed to have gusts up to 60 miles an hour here today. Is it windy in Washington this morning? I think the wind is more north than it is
in
the central.
Yeah, it was fairly windy, though, because I was driving down the road, and I was wondering why there was a bunch of stuff on the ground. And there's a construction site right next to us, and when I drove by it this morning, the fence going around it was completely knocked down. So, I think it was a little windy last night.
So I just said, when you take off into those winds, sometimes, until you get over them, 20-30 mile an hour winds are okay. You can take off in those, but get a little higher than that, and you want to make sure you're out of the way fast. So the other thing the Weather Service says is that it has been an unusual year in Chicago for the following reasons.
2017 is certainly shaping up to be a good year for Chicago weather-wise. At least if you hate snow. The National Weather Service recorded no measurable snowfall throughout the months of January and February. It's the first time this has happened in the 146 years the NWS has recorded weather in the Windy City. Chicago usually sees an average of nearly 11 inches of snowfall in January and 9 inches in February. This year, unseasonably warm temperatures are to blame for the lack of snow. There were only 3 days in February when the recorded high temperature was below freezing. And one of those unseasonable February days caused Chicago to actually be warmer than Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Tallahassee, Florida. Now, this isn't to say Chicago should retire its snowplows for the year. Weather forecasts predict several chances of flurries throughout the first half of March.
Yeah, this is not, winter's not over yet, but it is interesting. Pretty much every day that I've been on the East Coast for the past week, it's been warmer than it has been on the West Coast. So let's see if I can change that trend by bringing some of the warm air back to Los Angeles later today. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time for that piano player that everybody loves, Hortense the dog. Imagine, wasn't there a movie somewhere, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, is here to talk about your pets and some pet advice, et cetera, et cetera. Wasn't there a movie where a dog played the piano? I don't remember. I don't think I'm crazy. I may be a little crazy, but I remember seeing a dog play the piano. Like you see dogs driving cars and stuff in ads from time to time. Right? Have you ever seen a dog playing a piano?
I've seen dogs play the piano that have been trained to play the piano, but I've never seen it in the movies.
All right. So how do you train a dog? This sounds like a great question. Warren, how do you train a dog to play the piano? Please.
I think my time's up, Doug.
You want to think about it for a minute? We'll have a couple of swell commercials, and then Warren will tell us how you can train your dog to play the piano and the fiddle and the guitar.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and the big countdown, and now New Year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise programs do they need?
Dr. Wald says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, and one of my great friends on the radio is here to discuss some of the issues that are confronting pet owners. One of them, this late report that dogs are being hurt so that owners can bring them to the vet. The vet gives them drugs for the owners to take. How sick is that?
You know, it's amazing, Doug. What happens is someone has a dog, whatever type of dog it may be, or cat, and they take it to the vet, maybe for a legitimate reason. Maybe the dog has a sprained leg or whatever. The vet will give it pain medicine. What they'll do, though, is they'll take the dog back home, and some of these morons will actually cut the dog, kick the dog, beat the dog, take it back to the veterinarian so that they can get more pain. And what they do is they go to multiple veterinarians. In other words, if there's 5 veterinarians in that town, they'll go to one vet, they'll get pills from one vet, they'll do something to the dog so it needs more pain pills. Go to another bed. I cannot understand the mentality of anyone that can abuse an animal. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And it speaks volumes to the opioid addiction problem that we have in this country. It's just it's so horrible.
It speaks to the problem that people have with controlling their temper and their anger and, you know, all of those sorts of things. It's just inexcusable. There are harder things you can say, but not on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, here's a report by the Conference Board predicting that dog walkers will be more in demand than elementary school teachers in the next 10 years, presumably because millennials are more interested in having dogs than they are having children. The pet market has been transformed by humanizing of pets, said the MarketResearch.com researcher in a report that showed up in the New York Times yesterday. So what do you say to that, Warren?
Let me debate that a little bit, okay? First of all, the reason there's going to be more dogs and people are going to have more dogs is because so many people in my age category might have already raised their children, and their second generation of children has 4 and 4 legs. So that's one of the reasons, and plus the fact they have an incredible disposable income. Now, the millennials, it's a whole different ballgame. They might be postponing childbearing years. However, I don't see it. I don't see that many millennials that are single or married getting a dog right off the bat. They're too busy working, and so the dog is later on. I think it's the seniors that are getting the dogs.
The dogs, and well, maybe. Yeah, I think that would be a place. There's a lot of children getting dogs, too, I think. You see that happening a great deal. All right, so Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out HugsAndKisses.com, his fabulous brand of minerals and vitamins just for you.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.